Well, good morning, folks, or afternoon if you watch this later. I trust you are well. It is early Sunday morning here in Sturbridge. Thought I'd do a quick video, shout out and say hi. It's cold up there today, hence the hat. But hey, I wish you well wherever you're at today. Wow, you know, we're living in really, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, may you live in interesting times, and we are living in really interesting times. I'm going to be speaking this morning in Sturbridge on times and seasons, discerning the times and seasons. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees for their religiosity, number one, but secondly, because they couldn't discern the times and seasons that they were in. And I believe like never before, we're in a time and we're in a season, especially here in America. You know, I tell you one thing the Lord said to me in any church or organization I'm lead is it's a time right now to be swift to hear and slow to speak. Yeah, I've seen in the last few days a lot of people throwing stones at other people in the body of Christ, people who are disappointed maybe at some prophet or whatever, people throwing stones and people washing their hands of each other. And here's what the Lord said to me the other day, that the Pharisees throw stones and Pilate washes his hands, and God doesn't want us to do either. And I just believe it's a time right now to walk circumspectly, to not pretend we know everything going on. You know, our pride can kick in so easily and we think like I'm clued in. I really know what's going on and you don't. No, the Lord knows what's going on. And let's walk in humility before our God. Let's pray. Let's love. Let's be 100% opposed to violence of any kind, in any way, in any shape, in any form. And let's pray and let's believe, because I believe that God is working all things together for the good of those who love him, who are the called according to his purpose. That's me. And I hope that's you as well. So let's love God. Let's be the called according to his purpose. And, you know, I believe we're going through a test right now, especially the body of Christ is. And I think it's less about, you know, who's in the White House and more about who's in our hearts. It's about, can God trust us? It's about, can we be truly a prophetic voice to our world and a voice of love? And I think the way we win that test is by prayer. It's by zipping the lip at times. And it's also about engaging in the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, self-control, temperance, patience, all of these things, and putting them on, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. So I encourage you to do that today. Hey, again, if you're in the area, join us 9 o'clock today for prayer. Our main service starts at 10. We're going to live stream at 10:30. And we're doing church in person. We encourage everybody to come who can, but obviously stay away if you are ill or you've been exposed to this COVID thing. This afternoon at 3 p.m., we're going to be in southern Connecticut in Norwalk doing an outreach and a prayer, worship, and prophetic event at 3 p.m. on Norwalk Commons. So we hope to live stream that as well from the NEF church site, but just sending out my love and best wishes to you guys. And let's be the church Jesus wants us to be in this hour. Amen. Bye for now.